This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. At least 5 people were killed and 21 injured in a mass shooting near the area of Midland and Odessa, Texas, Saturday. Odessa's police chief, Michael Girk, said that the incident began with a traffic stop. The suspect shot a police officer and then drove off, shooting at other people. The suspect eventually hijacked a U.S. mail truck, leading police to think there could be 2 gunmen, but authorities now say there was only 1. Officers caught up with the suspected shooter, a white male in his 30s, and shot and killed him at a movie theater complex in Odessa. Vice President Mike Pence said Saturday night that President Trump has been monitoring the incident and has been briefed.
He's closely monitoring the developments in the investigation in the mass shooting in Odessa. Our hearts go out to all the victims, families who had loved ones lose their lives.
The incident comes less than 1 month after 22 people, most of them Hispanic, were shot and killed by a lone gunman at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas. Residents of the Bahamas are bracing for the impact of Hurricane Dorian, which is snaking its way westward toward the U.S. mainland. Dorian is moving west at about 13 kilometers per hour with maximum sustained winds of 240 kilometers per hour. Bahamian Prime Minister Hubert Minnis warned his citizens Saturday to be ready for huge storm surges.
This surge would not be a one-time surge. It would be repeated surges coming to your shores and at your homes.
The National Hurricane Center is warning that Dorian could produce as much as 30 centimeters of rain along the southeastern United States and could cause life-threatening flash floods. This is VOA News. At least 10 people were killed when a suicide bomber set off his device in Kunduz, Afghanistan, Saturday, where Afghan forces had gathered to repel a Taliban attack that started late Friday night. Afghan officials said the dead included both soldiers and civilians. The bombing came shortly after Afghan President Ashraf Ghani said government forces had repelled a coordinated Taliban attack on Kunduz near the Tajik border. The attack started in the early hours of Saturday morning and went all day, setting off gun battles and airstrikes. The attacks came as U.S. and Taliban negotiators continue a 9th round of talks in Doha. U.S. consumers can expect to take a hit from President Donald Trump's latest round of tariffs on Chinese imports, which take effect in just a couple of hours. When Trump's new tariffs kick in early Sunday, 69% of the consumer goods Americans buy from China will face his import taxes. That's up from 29%. Louisiana sugarcane grower Carl Newton says there's not much that U.S. farmers can do about the trade war.
If you're in the export market in agriculture, you have to deal with geopolitical risk. And this is the tariffs with China is a perfect example of that. And I don't know how to manage that. You know, you just hold on and muddle through and hope things get better.
The 15% tariffs on $112 billion worth of Chinese imports will apply to items ranging from smartwatches and TVs to shoes, diapers, sporting goods, meat, and dairy products. Protesters set fires in a main thoroughfare, and police responded with pepper spray and baton charges early Sunday morning in Hong Kong. Earlier, police had fired blue-colored water from water cannon as well as tear gas in a standoff outside government headquarters. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Protesters took to the streets, ignoring a police ban against the march to mark the 5th anniversary of China's decision against fully democratic elections in Hong Kong. A large crowd of protesters wearing helmets and gas masks gathered outside the city government building. Police fired tear gas from the other side of the barriers, then brought out a water cannon truck that fired regular water and then coloured water at the protesters, staining them and nearby journalists. Businessman Jimmy Lay said Hong Kong citizens had to keep fighting for their rights.
The Hong Kong situation is getting tense here, but we have to go on.
I'm Karen Chamas.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres arrived in the Democratic Republic of Congo Saturday on what he called a solidarity visit with the Congolese people amidst the fight against the latest outbreak of Ebola. Nearly 2,000 people have died in the eastern DRC since August of last year. I'm David Berg, VOA News.